Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
With your 7 News Finance Fix, I'm Gemma Acton. The adage that patience is a virtue is proving to be true for Sydney Airport shareholders and the consortium led by IFM Investors, which has been trying to buy the infrastructure play since early July. The consortium has now raised its bid for a second time to be offering $8.75 a share, valuing the group behind Australia's biggest airport at $23.6 billion. Not such good news for Qantas shareholders today, with the consumer watchdog blocking a mooted tie-up with Japan Airlines. The plan had been for the airlines to share flights between Australia and Japan, but the ACCC found that such an alliance would likely scupper competition, hurting passengers. Victoria's construction industry has been given a strict warning that if it doesn't start complying with COVID-safe operating rules, it'll be temporarily shut down. The state government says 13% of active cases can be directly traced back to work sites. The industry employs just shy of 250,000 Victorians and adds nearly $22 billion a year to the state economy. And taking a look at the markets, the ASX 200 has started Monday off on the right foot after a poor showing last week. Sydney Airport is among today's top performers, although its share price is still trailing below the $8.75 offer price. Qantas shares are down on the ACCC decision. Wall Street capped out an underwhelming 4 trading days following last Monday's Labor Day holiday, with all major indices finishing lower for both the day and the week. The Australian dollar is now buying 73.58 US cents, 81 Japanese yen, and 1.035 New Zealand dollars. And that's your finance fix for Monday, September 13, 2021. I'm Gemma Acton.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.